Procrastination isn't just a bad habit. It's an emotional addiction that's costing you everything. Nearly 90% of us struggle with it, resulting in billions in tax overpayments, missed opportunities, and countless dreams deferred. What makes this delay so dangerous is how it masquerades as harmless while silently eroding your potential. The most insidious part? It's biochemical. That rush of relief when you push something off, followed by the adrenaline high of last-minute completion. Your brain is literally getting high on postponement. This creates neural pathways that make procrastination progressively harder to overcome with time. The farther away a deadline seems, the less motivated you feel to act, a phenomenon psychologists call temporal discounting. Your brain simply isn't wired to prioritize future rewards over present comfort, which is why that Netflix episode feels irresistible when your project isn't due for weeks. Understanding your procrastination type is the first step toward breaking free. The neurotic perfectionist can't begin until conditions are flawless, paralyzed by fear of failure and obsessed with control. They're meticulous, often anxious, and would rather be perfect in their heads than risk imperfection in reality. The big deal chaser talks impressively but rarely follows through, moving from grand project to grand project while leaving a trail of unfinished business. Their charm masks deep insecurity, and they persuade others to buy into dreams so ambitious they create paralysis. The chronic worrier lives in what-if scenarios, craving security while fearing new challenges. Despite high intelligence, they suffer from paralysis of analysis, collecting endless information but never taking action. The rebellious procrastinator appears confident but harbors low self-esteem, creating conflict rather than focusing on productivity. They avoid the discipline required for mastery, wanting rewards without process. Finally, the drama addict thrives on last-minute pressure, creating crises only to heroically overcome them, exhausting themselves in cycles of self-created chaos. Success requires embracing vulnerability. People connect with humanity, not perfection. When leaders share struggles and failures, like Steve Jobs in his Stanford speech, it creates genuine connection. Instead of chasing flawlessness, become a productive perfectionist who focuses on personal excellence while accepting that 85-90% completion often suffices. Practice relaxed intensity, maintaining high standards without demanding absolute perfection. While dreams matter, achievement comes through action. Success requires starting with small, consistent disciplines. Writing 2 pages daily for 100 days creates a book. What holds most people back isn't ability, but emotional patterns. Take a moral inventory, make amends where needed, and choose disciplined work over easy exits. Stop joking about procrastination and start addressing it. Focus on one project at a time. It's your daily habits, not occasional bursts, that determine success. Worry serves as a control mechanism, an exhausting attempt to manage life's uncertainties. While this coping strategy often develops early, it becomes destructive over time. Breaking free starts with understanding worry's false sense of security. Key interventions include massage therapy for muscle tension, mindful movement practices for emotional regulation, social connection, visualization through dream boards, and shifting from excessive thinking to heart-centered living. Practice selective vulnerability with trusted confidants and replace "what if everything goes wrong" with "what's the next small step." Drama addicts seek adrenaline rushes through crisis-driven behavior, often procrastinating until tasks require heroic effort. Their identity becomes wrapped in chaos and past trauma, using exhaustion as currency. Breaking free requires identifying the core emotion driving the drama, whether anger, guilt, or resentment. Practice self-awareness by catching drama before it escalates, using deep breathing as intervention. Transform your language patterns, avoiding dramatic statements about being exhausted or worn out, as these reinforce the cycle. Rebellious procrastinators possess tremendous passion and energy that can be redirected productively. When properly channeled, their resistance becomes a powerful force, moving mountains, leading teams to victory, or creating revolutionary changes. Consider Robert Downey Jr.'s journey from addiction to becoming one of Hollywood's highest-paid actors, or how Steve Jobs channeled his rebellious nature into innovative thinking. Forgiveness serves as the critical starting point, particularly forgiving those who abandoned, rejected, or traumatized you. By identifying the root cause of your rebellion, you begin bridging the gap between procrastination and productive action. When you finally let go of past grievances, something transformative occurs. You begin attracting different people and circumstances that mirror your growth. This creation-on-demand phenomenon brings unexpected synchronicity, where opportunities appear naturally. The key transition involves choosing collaboration over conflict in both professional and personal spheres. Developing conflict consciousness helps you recognize when others attempt to draw you into unnecessary power struggles. This awareness creates space for genuine success rather than endless opposition. Lasting change requires new habits that enable living in the present and eliminating behaviors that no longer serve you. First, manage yourself in time rather than trying to manage time. Break days into 15-minute increments to transform overwhelming tasks into manageable segments. Second, set small goals and take small steps daily. Procrastinators typically set unrealistically huge goals, then implode when overwhelmed. Third, develop organization as a skill. Keep lists using whatever system works for you and create routines that align with success principles. Fourth, write things down to develop clarity. Find a method that works for you and stick with it. Fifth, eliminate distractions that steal your most valuable commodity, time. This includes processing mentally instead of being present and spending excessive time on social media. Sixth, become reward conscious. Practice ABR, always be receiving. And recognize that if the reward is significant enough, you'll overcome procrastination to receive it. Finally, learn self-evaluation. Become a lifelong learner who can look at situations objectively, forgive yourself, and approach challenges with humility. The journey from procrastinator to producer starts with acknowledging, "I am a recovering procrastinator." Recognize that procrastination comes from trying to control uncontrollable outcomes. Create specific, passionate reasons to succeed. Vague goals like "I want freedom" aren't enough. Begin seeing yourself as someone who completes what they start. Consider launching a good enough product that serves customers now rather than endlessly tweaking features. Start small. Tackle one corner for 15 minutes of decluttering, or write 2 pages per night. Success comes through consistent daily actions. Replace perfect with good or excellent to release self-imposed pressure. View mistakes as learning opportunities, not failures. Accept that occasional procrastination is normal. Being good is enough to become great. Imagine life without chaos and channel that energy into production instead. When you find purpose bigger than your problems, procrastination diminishes. Transform the energy used for drama into liberation. In the no limitation zone, procrastination fades because you're living with purpose, clarity, and love for others, your work, and yourself.